get a backstage pass. Okay, there. I said it again. Remember, get a backstage pass, folks.
Yeah, that's right.
Welcome here to the world-famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. I am Phil Henry. Now, I'm going to be very delicate about this because we haven't brought this up on the air yet, on our podcast, that is. But I want to mention it here. Now, what do you want to jinx it or something, Phil?
No, it's not jinxing it.
Well, you're going to be decidedly negative, and I don't think this is... I just want to be honest with people, okay?
You want to get out in front of it in case you get disappointed. You want to say you was out in front of it.
I'm going to do what? You want to get out in front of it and make your little speech in case what happens you think is going to happen happens, and then you'll sound like a real brain surgeon.
Okay, then I won't say anything.
Good, that's great. Good.
Shit.
You may have noticed, or you may have heard, so you are going to say something. Well, you guys let me do this. So you may have noticed, you may have heard, that I was nominated for induction into the Radio Hall of Fame. Now, we put that on our Facebook fan page, and we also put it over on the BSPs and More page, and I think that's about the only place that we plugged it over on Threads, I think. Very, very proud of that. Very, very appreciative of that. I was told by my boss, who used to be my boss, my ex-boss, Craig Kitchen. Craig ran Premier Radio Network when I was there, and we were syndicating our show. Now, hey, I'll do it. And Phil doesn't... Wait a minute. Let me do it, okay? It's my... And I simply wanted to say I'm very, very appreciative of the nomination. We will not know, I think, until June 17th is what I...
Yeah, I think that's what you said. You said that in an email to Susie.
Yeah, Susie asked me. Let me look back. God damn it.
You gotta watch the language, Mr. Henry, because they may not do the induction.
They may not do the induction what?
If you're using all these four-letter words...
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, Susie, I told her June 17th.
You think they'll induct you while you're dropping F-bombs?
I don't think they care, man. At this point, I'm doing a podcast. It's not even radio. What I was going to say, and I'm going to very soft pedal this, is I believe, personally, and I said this to Craig. I said, Craig, thank you. Because I know that you, and there's a lot of people, you know, that supported me. But the Radio Hall of Fame... I'm not sure.
Phil, don't do it. Don't do it. Just shut up, Phil, and appreciate what you got.
Yeah, for once in your life, Mr. Henry, just shut up and appreciate it.
Right.
Okay, I do appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Good, you're not going to say any more.
I won't say any more. Thank you. And I at least should come out.
Yeah, you should say something. You haven't said a damn thing, man. They found out about this, like, what, a week ago?
You're right. I should acknowledge that I got nominated for induction to the Radio Hall of Fame. Thank you to all concerned and everybody.
Now move on. Yeah, let's get going.
Yeah.
Well, now it's hanging out there. You might as well say something.
No, I'm not going to say anything. Thank you very much. Thank you. I really mean that to everybody that has supported me and everyone that's happy about it. And then we'll just see.
There you go. Then we'll just see.
Yeah. All right, folks.
Ted's a Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Come on down.
Hey, everybody, it's Ted Bell here, and Ted's of Beverly Hills is where you've got to be for all of your celebration for the summer months that are coming up. Have a cool drink and a steak, Ted.
Here at Ted's.
Have yourself a Ted.
Do you want to put our meat in your mouth?
We're going to get yourself a Ted on ice as well. And, of course, we also have the great, we have the Tedlets, Phil, and we have the...
What else do you have that's cool for the summer months?
Well, we've got Ted Cream, or you could call it, we have iced Teds.
What do you mean, Ted Cream?
Who is that, Phil?
That's General Shaw. What's wrong?
You know, thank you very much, Phil. It's great being on your show, and I appreciate you, General Shaw, if you just blurt out, what do you mean, Ted Cream? I don't know. It sounds like I don't have any.
I know that we're going to be on here talking about another failed promotion.
Who told you that?
Okay, I'm sorry.
Oh, my God, man. Listen to you.
Ted, are things going okay for you?
Yes, they're going fine as far as it goes. We're heading into the summer months. A couple of new places have opened up here in town. Yeah, there's a lot of business that we've got to compete with. But I can tell you, you know, things are great. If you would say, and I apologize, General Shaw, I really do.
Look, I'm just trying to promote what you're doing, Ted.
My name isn't Phil. It's dead.
I know that. I almost said Phil. I'm trying to promote what you're doing.
I appreciate that, okay? So here's an idea. Let me...
Ted, you sound emotional. Ted, this is about the second or third time we've had you on in a row that you have sounded very emotional.
Sorry.
All right, what happened?
Well, we had another blown promotion. This is the Zorro. Chef Chedilli is here.
Hi,
fellas. Chef Chedilli. Do you want to finish up with you? I just want to... General Shaw, thank you. A Ted cream or an iced Ted is what we call ice cream, okay? We had the Hud Fudge Ted. People complained about that.
Why were they complaining about it?
Oh, three guesses.
Yeah, Hot Fudge Ted, Mr. Henry.
Yeah, that is a little bit over the line.
Yeah, they get it. What about you?
A Hot Fudge Ted is...
There you do it. Now, Phil, it's Chef Chedilli.
What happened to Ted?
He's walked away. He's talking to Jackie at the hostess table.
You know, I'm here to talk to him.
All right. Hey, Ted.
What?
Phil wants to talk to you.
Yes.
don't walk away, man.
Well, Phil, listen to you. Phil, we had a disastrous promotion on Cinco de Mayo, and I've got Chef Chedilli, who I consider to be a good friend, as well as a very, very good chef, who basically stuck a knife in my back.
That is dirty pool, and that's a lie.
Well, what do you call... Go ahead. But I'm going to go over here and talk to Carol.
All right, he's going over to the hostess. Let me explain, Phil. The Cinco de Mayo promotion, which Ted never mentioned, because I felt, as did Babette, a couple of the other people from the office.
Now, who is Babette?
Babette does a lot of our marketing. She does a lot. She puts together our menus. She's indispensable. When Ted came to us with his idea for Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah, Cinco de Mayo.
Right. It was, we thought the idea was so horrifying that we made an executive decision and decided to stop it.
All right, well, at some point I've got to find out what this horrifying decision was.
Well,
hold on for a minute. But I'd like to have Ted on the line, too.
Ted wants you, too.
I'm right here, Phil. If your intent is to make sure that if humiliation... was a cow patty, and you want to just push my face into it.
No, I do not. You know I don't want to do that, Ted. I want to find out what happened.
All right, I'm sorry. Now, Phil, the idea that Ted had was to celebrate Cinco de Mayo, which, as you pointed out during the pre-show, was actually the Mexican forces winning a major battle over the invading French forces in the early days, I guess, of this French invasion, that Ted... wanted to put on a Zorro costume and dance about... I'll do it. I wanted to put on a Zorro costume and go from table to table. It's Cinco de Mayo, Phil, right?
Okay.
You're following me?
Yes, of course I am.
All right, I wanted to go table to table and go, hey, it's Zorro, a Cinco de Mayo special, and then I would hand the menu to the lady of the group, and then I'd go on and go, hey, it's Zorro, Cinco de Mayo special, then hand a menu.
So you're going from table to table, handing out your special Cinco de Mayo menu?
Yes, a Cinco de Mayo menu that Chef Chedilli, who's a great chef, put together. Chef,
we had a selection. We had some Yucatan seafood that we were going to do. We had some beautiful fish tacos. We had beautiful braised beef enchiladas. We were going all out with the menu, and then Ted said, and we were going to have a wonderful Cinco de Mayo menu, and then Ted said, I said to him that I wanted to kick the day off in a Zorro costume.
Yeah.
And we said, that's a bad idea.
Now, why would you say Zorro's a bad idea?
Oh, come on, Phil. He's going to be jumping around the restaurant wearing a mask with a black hat and a cape and going, yeah. What does it got to do with Cinco de Mayo? Well, first of all, Zorro was a champion of the
Mexican people.
Yeah, the Mexican people.
Yeah, but the TV show Zorro, was that a real guy or something?
I think it was.
No, it was bullshit. It's a fictional character created by, I believe it's a...
It was a fictional character created by Justin McCulley in 1919, and Zorro went around defending the peasants against the excesses of the Spanish, imperial overlords. Yeah, Phil?
Oh, yeah, I got it.
All right. And so we felt that this would be a great way to celebrate Cinco de Mayo, which was, of course, the rebellion, not the rebellion, but the Mexican people defending themselves against the French. I had a Zorro costume. I put it on. I explained everything to these guys. I said, this is Zorro. He's defending the rights of the common people. And they took the costume away. Why don't you sit down? I just think it's... Let me do this.
Everyone's getting very emotional.
Right. Everyone's getting emotional, Ms. Gray. But here's the problem. Zorro was a fictional character who basically defended the rights of the indigenous and common people of California. Had nothing to do...
Right. Exactly. With Cinco de Mayo.
Right. Well, I wanted to say it.
Go ahead.
It had nothing to do with the... Well, I'll do it. It had nothing to do with the indigenous... I understand it had nothing to do with Californians. I thought it was a nice statement that I would go table to table and I would hand the menu out and say, welcome to Cinco de Mayo here at Ted's of Beverly Hills. Yeah. And then I would... What they found fault with was the method that I would use going from one table to the next. I wasn't just going to walk. I was going to do a high step.
What does that mean?
What do you mean?
He was basically going to do this high step as if it was a German... No, it was not the German goose step. It was a high step. Doing a kind of a high kick step. He'll say, here's the menu. Happy Cinco de Mayo. I'm Zorro. Yeah. And then he'd high step over to another.
So the step over to these tables looked weird?
That's what they're saying. I thought it was going to be fine. Well, in any event, Phil, we hid the Zorro costume. On Sunday, which was Cinco de Mayo, we hid the costume. We hid the costume, and by all rights, I should have fired you, Babette, Carolyn. I should have fired Tommy. Everybody that had anything to do with taking the Zorro costume and sticking in the back of that dairy truck that was sitting outside with spoiled milk. You knew that?
No, I did not know that, Trent.
Well, guess what? The Zorro costume now smells like someone used it as a diaper for an elephant. Oh, come on. I swear to God it does.
All right, so the upshot here is that you did not have your big Cinco de Mayo celebration.
We did not have Cinco de Mayo. We had the Cinco de Mayo menu, Phil. People enjoyed it. It was just a Ted...
What was wrong with Ted going... Yeah, see, that's why... Why not just let the guy do his table-to-table thing?
We felt it looked ridiculous, him high-stepping around with a black mask and tight pants. Yeah, see, go ahead. Tell him the whole story. I thought it would put people off. This guy high-stepping around in tight pants. Tell him the whole story, okay? Tell him why you don't like the tight pants. We found out that Ted's got an uncle that's gay. They don't like the fact that my Uncle Bob is gay and has the whole family's known this for years, and they thought somehow me high-stepping around in a Zorro costume would mean that the gays have taken over. No, I did not say that.
Well, that's pretty stupid.
Hey, Phil, you know, watch how you say that.
No, that's pretty stupid.
That's what I told him.
You sound like a homophobe there, Shep.
No, I'm not a homophobe. This guy wants to put on a Zorro costume with a mask, a fictional, it doesn't even exist. Then he's high-stepping around and going,
hi.
Didn't you want to do that?
No, I did not. I wanted to go,
yeah,
like that. Okay, but to me it sounded very...
You thought it all sounded really gay and it was going to redound badly on Ted's of Beverly Hills.
I don't like the fact that we're talking about this right now.
I got to tell you, Chef, I agree with Ted. I think you were overstepping your bounds. And look, you guys, because Ted's Uncle Bob, right, Ted?
Yeah, my Uncle Bob is gay. And this is something that the family has, you know, lived with. I realize it was kind of a shock to my father. But when I told Chef Tedelia about this in passing, I guess about 2 days, I said, by the way, do you know that my Uncle Bob's gay? Tedelia looked like, huh? I mean, you look stunned.
Oh, my ass.
You look stunned.
Well, what do you mean, by the way, did you know my uncle's gay?
I just thought I'd drop it in the conversation. He was talking about something. I don't know what he was saying. I don't know. What were you talking about?
I was talking about hockey.
He was talking about, okay. And I said, oh, by the way, did you know my uncle's gay?
Why did you say that at that moment?
I just wanted to say, I you know, every now and again, I like to drop that into a conversation. I don't think I'd ever told Chef Tedelia that. So in the meantime, and then he comes up the next day going... Yay! It's Zorro!
And you thought that looked gay. Is that it, Chef Tedelia?
Yeah, I do.
Well, you know what? I think... You know what you ought to do, Ted? You should have some special Mexican night and put on the Zorro costume.
Oh, boy. That's not a bad idea, Phil.
You should do, just say, hey, we're doing Cinco de Mayo Part 2 or something like that.
Well, that sounds... stupid, but...
You're welcome.
Well, no, I mean, that's not a bad idea. All right, so you're going to get the... Yeah, you heard Phil Henry, what he said to you.
You guys, that's a little dopey, Chef Chedilia. You're a great chef. You're a great guy.
The guy is saying, hey, by the way, did you know my uncle's gay? No, I didn't know that. And then he comes out, whee, in a cape.
You know, what difference does it make, man? Hey, let me ask something, Chef Chedilia. Why is it up to you?
Because I feel like I'm a partner. You're not a partner in the business. You have, yes, you have a little piece of the business, but you're not an equal partner. You are executive chef. If I come out in a Zorro costume and a cape, then that's what I get to do. All right.
All right, well, okay, look, I don't know what to say other than...
Well, you get, look at this. Here we are airing our dirty laundry again. Dirty laundry. Yeah, well, yeah. And then he takes the Zorro costume, he sticks it in the back end of a dairy truck, smells like he diapered up a hippopotamus. It's bad. It's no good. I don't think the Zorro costume can be used.
What do you mean you can't use it?
I can't use the Zorro costume. It smells like someone wiped an elephant's ass with it.
Well, that's very unfortunate. What did you do for Cinco de Mayo?
We had the menu. Everybody loved the menu. Nobody missed Zorro. How do you know unless they saw it? Unless they saw me say, yeah, here is our menu. You got this thing about dressing up in costume. It worries me, that's all. Ever since, just because I told you my Uncle Bob's gay. No, but even when back at the, what is it called? Halloween? The 4th of Halloween. Halloween, when you wanted to dress as a vampire and go, ah, like. Ted, there have been nothing but disasters.
All right, well, maybe there's an argument to be made there, Ted. You're the one that's complained about these promotions, and maybe Chef Chedilia was trying to save you from another one.
That's right. That's right. My ass. This guy was homophobic because he found out that my uncle's gay, and he goes, well, guess what? I don't want you in a Zorro. I don't want to be anywhere near you in a Zorro costume because it might rub off. I never said anything of the sort. That's what your intent was. Your intent was to say if I put on a Zorro costume and a cape with a mask, then all that gay would rub off on you. I never said you were gay. No, but you were worried that somehow we're going to be promoting that look.
Well, if that's the case, then you do owe an apology, Chef Chedilia. And Ted's right. Stay in the kitchen.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, you know, if look at Chef Chedilia. We've given you a lot of free hand around here. I just was listening to that show that Phil aired. Thanks a lot, Phil, where you beat me almost half to death with a serving tray.
Was that one of our best dubs?
Yeah, sure. That's a best dub. You were yelling at me about the impeachment dessert that I made.
All right. Well, here's the thing. Zorro's got nothing to do with Cinco de Mayo anyway, so look at it that way. It's kind of a... It's too bad that you thought he was going to look gay because his uncle...
His uncle... The guy says to me, springs like, by the way, I'm getting ready, okay, to prepare the menu for Cinco de Mayo. And he says, by the way, my Uncle Bob's gay. And then he says, and take a look at this, his Zorro costume.
All right, so what do you think was going to happen? What was the message he was sending you?
I guess I don't know.
I think there's a little homophobia running in your, running through you there, Chef.
No, my ass. No, there isn't.
Then what is it?
Yeah, you're afraid everybody's going to look at you. You said you're afraid the gay would rub off.
Oh, I did not say that. That's what I think your fear is. Your fear was that the gay would rub off because I'm wearing a Zorro costume. God damn.
You know, you gotta know, Ted likes to dress up on these holidays.
That's the whole thing. He loves to do dress up.
And that's gay?
Oh, man. Are you getting into the vampire thing? What? Are you getting into the vampire costume for Halloween? What is it, Tatooine? Yeah, it's called Tatooine. I don't know yet.
All right. Sorry about your Cinco de Mayo. I wish I would have been there. In fact, I thought about popping a couple of... In fact, we did pop a few margaritas on Cinco de Mayo, but we did not get out to the restaurant there, Ted. I'm sorry about that.
Well, I don't blame you. It was all a last-minute thing, but I thought the Zorro costume with the cape and the mask... And me going, yoo-hoo, that was it. That was it. He was going to go, yoo-hoo, and then hand the menu to the people and then dance off to another table and go, yoo-hoo. Oh, you got this all memorized, don't you? You told me about it.
Well, okay, I can't comment any further other than to say it sounds like you need to get a handle on these promotions.
Well, it's Babette, okay? She used to be good. She's slipping a little bit. Blame Babette. She was heading up a lot of our promotions.
Every time you come up with a promotion, every holiday, man, you're bitching about it. You really are, Ted. You're complaining about a Tedoween, whatever you call that, Tedster.
What's that?
Well, what's Tedster?
It was Easter.
Oh yeah. Well, you know.
And then Ted, what is it, Tedmas? New Ted Eve, I don't know.
No, it's not, it's called Ted, I don't know what it's called.
Yeah, okay. Congratulations, Ted, on blowing another promotion.
Blowing who?
Blowing another promotion, but you had a good night, I understand. The place was packed.
Yeah, of course it's packed. It's Ted's of Beverly Hills, okay, Bill? It's always packed. At Ted's of Beverly Hills, Phil, it's always packed, if you'll pardon the expression. Oh, damn, man, that sucks. That was cool. Hey, come on down to Ted's of Beverly Hills. You missed me in my Zorro costume, where I was going to go, whee, and hand you the menu. No,
well, you're going to go, yoo-hoo.
That was it, yoo-hoo.
Did I hear you say?
Nothing.
What happened, bud?
I dumped out.
Okay. So there's another rotten, basically that's another rotten promotion from Ted Bell, Ted's of Beverly Hills, a Zorro costume. And then we got Chef Chedilia with his homophobia. And what else? Ted's Uncle Bob is gay. Ted's Uncle Bob is gay. And that bothered Chef Chedilia. He didn't like the Zorro costume. What was it?
He's going to start. He was going to go, yoo-hoo. Yeah, that's the part that I guess everybody didn't like.
You know, Ted, one thing I love about Ted, man, he doesn't mind getting, what is it?
Ted. Oh, it's Ted Bell. Yeah, Mr. Bell. We're done with the segment. We're done with the segment. I'll give you 3-1 on Attaboy Binky.
Will you give me the four? What's up, Ted?
Well, you're going back on the yoo-hoo. Yes, that was a mistake. I don't know, because Zorro came, he would do his thing at night. So it seemed to me like if he's at the window of some damn, he would go yoo-hoo, and then the beautiful girl, I don't know. But I was trying to, I don't know what I was trying.
Okay, Ted, thanks. That was very clear. Coming back to Dooley's, Bobby Dooley, quote unquote, what is this, bud?
Yeah, she tossed a bone on X, and Carolyn Wiesenstein.
Yeah. She tossed a bone on X. Apparently, she flipped someone off on X using one of the little finger emojis. And Carolyn Weiss, I know Carolyn. She's a lovely girl. She's part of their homeowners association decorum committee. And what is her name? Carolyn Wiesenstein.
Okay.
And she took exception to this and called her out at the homeowners association. And Bobby was very tired. She feels underappreciated there at the homeowners association. So.
All right.
Bobby and Steve Dooley, is Steve with her?
Where else would he be?
You're right. Bobby and Steve
Dooley.
Bobby and Steve.
Just said Stu.
Bobby and Steve Dooley next on the world famous Phil Henry Show. Got it?
Yeah, God.
Hello, everyone. This is Bobby Dooley.
I'm Steve Dooley.
And we want to remind you to get a backstage pass to the world famous Phil Henry Show. You get 60,000 hours of the greatest digital content and radio content that you could possibly imagine. And you get lots and lots of me and Steve as we interact with Phil and all the wonderful people from Western Estates. Yes, the Western Estates Homeowners Association. Also, don't forget that the Bobby Dooley podcast is on the Phil Henry website, where I interviewed some of the biggest names in Hollywood. Yeah.
Yeah.
Get a backstage pass now at philhenryshow.com, the greatest value online other than porn.
I'm sorry,
the greatest value online because porn's more expensive.
Yeah.
Bobby and Steve Dooley, the Western States Homeowners Association. You guys having a barbecue tonight, Bobby?
Yeah, this is a celebration. Rick Verhoeven, he had our classic car collection, and Rick Verhoeven has won top prize. This is for the second year running. So if you wouldn't mind potting the music up a little bit, Phil, because we do have you, we've got the podcast. We have the Phil Henry Show pumped up throughout the area, and we're going to present the award, right?
The award for Rick Verhoeven.
Okay, Phil?
So this is Rick Verhoeven won top prize in the classic car?
The classic car collection, yeah. Everyone, this is Bobby Dooley, president of the Western Estates Homeowners Association. A big congratulations to Rick Verhoeven, who won top prize in a classic car collection. Yeah.
Yay!
No one's cheering.
Yay!
And that fuck went out. I'm sorry, folks. Thank you very much. And now I turn you back over to Rick Verhoeven. Congratulations, Rick.
Thank you.
Say that again.
I'm very thankful.
Rick Verhoeven. I'm Bobby Dooley. No one gives a shit.
Hey, Bobby, everyone can hear that.
Can hear what?
They just heard that no one gives a shit.
How dare you, Phil?
Well, you're saying it on your mic. Are you still live?
Take me off the PA, Steve. You fucking...
Oh, sorry. You heard everything, Bobby.
Shh. You shut up, Rick. Okay, are we off the PA?
Yes. 958 times.
Yes! You butchered it alive, Steve. You had me live on the PA with all these jumps.
Hey, Bobby, we can call back.
No, it's all right. Steve?
I'm sorry, honey. I'm sorry. I forgot to unplug. I had her live on the PA, and she said the S word.
Yeah, we heard it. Well, Bobby, obviously everybody's having a good time. Maybe they didn't hear you.
They heard me, but they're just... A lot of them applauded, and a lot of them went over to the... Rick is a classic car collector, and he always, every year, has the top cars.
Yeah, he's got a Duesenberg. Man.
Do you know what a Duesenberg is, Mr. Hendry? What a Duesenberg, Mrs. Hendry? I mean, I'm sorry. Do you know what a Duesenberg is, Mr. Hendry?
Yes, I do.
Okay, what is it?
I think it's got...
It's got 36 cylinders.
Well, I don't know. Is that what it's got?
Well, I don't know.
I know it's got, yeah, it's a big ass, got a big ass engine. It's a big touring car, big, beautiful limousine, right?
That's something like that, yeah.
All right, Bobby and Steve Dooley joining us on the world famous Phil Hendry Show here from the Western Estates Homeowners Association, where they're having a barbecue tonight. It sounds like it's a lot of fun. Bobby, question for you, though. You are feeling underappreciated.
You heard the reaction there. You know, we work very hard to put on these different events for the Western Estates Homeowners Association. And I said to these people, I go, yeah, Rick Verhoeven, yeah. You could hear a hamster fire off a wet one.
Yeah, a wet hamster fart.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know about that, Bobby, but...
Oh, did I offend your delicate sensibilities? I'm so sick and tired of this, Phil. I work my ass off.
Bobby, we know that you work very hard. We want to get to the bottom. Is this what's going on now between you and this tossing the bone on X?
Yes. I mentioned to Carolyn Wiesenstein, who is in our decorum committee, I said, you know what, I'm so sick of this. And I tossed, and I said, I'm going to toss the bone.
And that means what?
It means you toss the bone. You, I'll do it, Steve. You give the little emoji finger to everybody.
Okay, and why?
Because I'm sick and tired of working my tail off on things like the Sprintacular, on things like this, the classic car collection, where Rick Verhoeven, who can barely stand up, look at him, Steve.
Yeah, Verhoeven, cut him off. Cut Verhoeven off.
Okay.
No more Verhoeven.
What's he doing?
No, Verhoeven, you don't get any more.
Do you need? Do you guys need to deal with this?
No, we're fine. Rick, you've had enough. So this is the deal, and we have coming up the Summertacular. We have the Homeowners Association meetings. Our architectural committee is meeting on a regular basis to try to somehow, some way, spruce up the security gates on King Kong Boulevard. It looks like you're driving into fucking. It looks like you're driving into Dachau.
Hey, Bobby, watch that kind of comparison.
I'm sorry.
What'd she say? She said it looks like you're driving into Dachau.
Oh my God, Bobby.
I'm sorry, I apologize, Phil.
That's terrible, okay?
Well, it looks like you're driving into some... It does. It looks like you're driving onto some... It looks like you're driving into a prison, Phil.
Well, then, say it. Don't use images from... horrifying images from the past.
See, whatever happened to you, Phil? You used to be a guy that loved to laugh. You loved to sing. You loved to dance. You don't do that no more.
Hey, Bobby, I'm a happy guy, and I love to sing and dance. I don't like that kind of imagery.
Anyway, Mr. Henry, so the Carolyn Wiesenstein said that Bobby tossed the bone.
All right, so whatever.
Well, I just feel, and here she is now, Carolyn. Hello, Mr. Henry, this is Carolyn Wiesenstein. I'm just simply here to say that we appreciate everything Bobby has done for us. We appreciate all that you've done. Bullshit. No, Bobby, and you know what, I'll ignore that because the decorum of this woman, especially after you've had a couple of glasses of wine. We appreciate everything Bobby's done, but when she flipped the bird, when she put the bone out there in X, and basically said to all concerned, I'm so sick and tired of all of you, we thought that was a bit much, and I called her out on at the Homeowners Association meeting last night, and now she's here dropping one into her shorts. What does that mean?
Oh, my God, dropping one in her shorts, yeah.
You look like you need a diaper. You know something, Carolyn? That was so uncalled for. Bobby, I support everything that you do, but I'm not going to sit by and watch you flip people off and go, I worked so hard, and then rip off the F word and the S word over the PA. That was a mistake.
All right, I want to ask Ms. Wiesenstein. This is Phil Henry. So your main point of contention here was what?
You use this emoji, this the finger emoji. It's supposed to be the obscene gesture emoji.
And that was on where, on X?
It was on X, yes.
You know what? Who cares? X is a dying platform.
Well, I don't know. There's a lot of people that use it, especially a lot of... I put it out on... I'm on X, Phil. Aren't you?
I have stopped posting on X. As a matter of fact, we've protected and basically we've shut down our feed so that the tweets or the X's or whatever the hell you call it is protected. But nonetheless, I get what you're saying. Ms. Dooley probably should have known better.
I don't like being talked about like I'm not here. Thank you very much, Carolyn.
Bring it in the guy.
See, she goes butch. Everyone loves it.
That was Carolyn Wiesenstein going butch.
Yes.
Well, I would say, Bobby, if you're overworked, maybe you need a vacation.
Well, honey, we're going to... When are we leaving for... we're leaving for Butner. We're leaving for Butner on May 24th.
We're leaving for Butner. First light, May 24th. First light. And, by the way, you were supposed to delete... That's the other thing, Phil.
Delete.
Steve tweeted out, God, if only, on a hot, swinging single site, and I told your...
Bobby, you can't... She just called. She just said she told my bitch ass.
Bobby, you know, you're not going to get anywhere. I don't know. I don't think you're going to get anywhere airing this kind of anger on our show.
Well, I'll say it. I told your bitch ass to delete your ex account.
Isn't that a little bit much, Bobby?
Why is that too much?
Well, telling the man to delete his whole account. Steve loves you.
He was out flirting with these women on X, saying, God if only. And I told him three times, I said, bitch,
I want that account deleted, and I want to...
I can't...
Yeah, you went butch, Ms. Dooley. Yeah, you did. Yeah, uh-huh. You told Steve to take his bitch ass off of X. Sure, I wear underwear.
Jimmy, the phone. Bobby.
I'm sorry. I apologize. But, Steve, I told you.
You told me, all right. God, you really think I'm going to delete the whole account?
Yes, I want you. Then I don't want you sitting there flirting with women on these dating sites.
Honey, we're leaving for Butner Lake, first light, May 24th.
First, by then, I want it deleted.
You really want Steve to delete his entire account?
Yes, I think we could just use my account.
Oh, boy. Like I said, I'm a man. I'm a full-grown man.
I'd love to treat you like a man, Steve, but not when you're over there going, yeah, hi, girls, I'm Steve Dooley. I'm all that. With a bulge in my shorts.
Oh, I never said that.
You know, he's... Bobby, if I may say, he plays it pretty cool. I've never seen Steve be inappropriate.
Well, I did. So by the time we leave for Butner, May 24th...
Here we go.
You want his, You want his bitch ass to delete.
You said it, I didn't.
To delete his ex? Wow.
Honey, it's very unfair.
I don't like you flirting. It redounds poorly on Western Estates, the Homeowners Association. It makes me look like a complete chump.
I'm sorry, Phil.
You know, thank you very much, Bobby. No, I don't want to talk to her.
Yeah, it was dual. Yeah, you went over. You over butched. Yeah.
You know what? I somebody suggested to Rory that he ought to put together a best of Gone Butch Phil Henry show. Margaret, I haven't gone butch in months. You guys, when you get angry, your voices get lower than any professional wrestler I've ever heard. That's true. Oh, my ass. I'm telling you. And you just heard Bobby. Sounds like the...
Yeah, it sounds like he's possessed by the demon.
Exactly. She sounds possessed by the demon. You know, you guys really crack me up. A woman gets angry, and you guys are ready to drop one in your pants. Oh, Margaret, come on. God, Bobby sounded there like... She did. She sounded like that... What do you call her? Linda McNair? Who's Linda McNair? I mean, Linda Blair. Oh, yeah, Linda Blair in The Exorcism. I don't know what he's talking about. Okay, thanks, everybody. All right, world famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by me, Phil Henry, for Sampri Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One. Here to say la vie.